It's showtime.
On a cold day in springtime.
And welcome again to Hipsters Hate Us. I am your host, Vale Vale Binks, joined by a special guest host today, Dustin Howe.
Yo!
The big old winner from Fifth Element.
That's me. I took home the award. It was pretty awesome.
Thank you for everyone who voted for him and enjoyed that volunteer stuff that we were doing around the station. It is just really cool to have him here. So what is the kind of plan for today, Dustin? What are we doing?
We're just going to play some awesome songs. My show is, as any of you who listen to it would know, it is pretty much strictly hip-hop. So I like the thought of coming on your show. I'm able to play
different.
Yeah, I did bring a touch of hip-hop with me today. I downloaded a hip-hop horn app. So
What does that do?
I got to turn the volume up. It's in all those songs, in the hip-hop songs. You'll recognize it. It's this one. just for a touch of hip-hop
world
today.
Star. All right, so we're gonna start off the night with a track that you picked. This is from Everclear. The track is called
what one did I pick? Heart Spark Dollar Sign.
Correct.
Yes.
Dissolves into a death and grin, 'cause I want
and yeah, I fall way short. No beauty, no sweet melody, no four-part barbershop harmony. I'm waiting with nothing to do. I'm waiting, just waiting on you.
All right, that was Chic, local band with my buddy Lauren Kirkpatrick on the drum kit. I told that band that I play some of their music again, even though after a while I said I wasn't going to be playing from that EP because they only got four tracks. But why not? I mean, great local music, great band. What did you think, Dustin?
They're pretty good. Shout out to Lauren if he's listening. He's a longtime friend of mine.
Yeah,
good dude.
Shout out to you, man. Are you at Spencer's right now? Second spin, maybe?
Guarantee he is.
Well, we also heard in that set list from the Rentals with a track called Waiting. This is actually one of the original bass players of Weezer, so that's really cool old school 90s stuff. And we started off with one of Dustin's choices, Everclear with Hearts Park Dollar Sign. And we were kind of having a little bit of discussion about this, if you just want to kind of tell the listeners, what does Heart Park Dollar Sign mean to you?
I never found an official meaning. I translated it into kind of putting like a monetary value on love.
Is it kind of a good thing or a bad thing?
I think it's a terrible thing, but it makes sense to me because it's like heart spark, you know, you get heart sparks and then dollar sign. So it's like Valentine's Day. It's like everyone's in love and you spend a lot of money.
Oh man, I was reading that. I thought it was Hearts Park.
Oh yeah, that's Heart Spark. One word. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Weird. Now it makes more sense to me because I was like, okay, yeah. It's like a heart park and like it's a sign that's a dollar. Like I'm not understanding this at all.
Confusing.
Okay, well we're gonna get back into the tunes. Hope everyone has been enjoying this special edition of Hipsters Hate Us with, of course, my co-host Dustin Howe from Fifth Element. I love. I just want to mention this. I love how every time I bring a guest on, they always have like a woo woo.
It's just the show. It brings out the
fun.
Woo! Yeah. This is way more fun than my show.
So the next track is one that you picked. I'm gonna awesome. Keep doing this to you.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
where I just say the name and then you just tell me the track.
Okay, cool.
So this is from Rancid.
What's
the track?
Oh geez.
What did you pick?
Was it Sidekick?
It's Sidekick.
Yeah.
And I wanna say one thing real quick. Do you find they sound kind of like The Clash? Is there an influence there, or am I just like, I'm wrong?
No, hardcore influence.
Okay.
Yeah, Tim Armstrong is a huge fan of The Clash.
All right, well, here is Rancid with Sidekick.
Woo!
Good place for good people, get food, yeah. Help your fellow man, a good thing to do, yeah. Come in execution, be afraid of me, I'll check your doors, stand at it. Won't face me, Wolverine can do, let the ancient for dead. Back at the door, bang them, everyone will sing. I had a dream, I was a vision inside me. My name is Tim, I'm a lesser known character. Together. Do not build him or build it, build it. It's nice to sleep when you got a ceiling. Never watch it, I gotta put a stop, yeah. Can't be believing for free, call the cops, yeah. Here comes the SWAT team, then the F-16 to shoot the walls and destroy the buildings. Wolverine was sad and it made him mad. And a single cop got a bullet in the head. We'll be right back.
And here we go, indeed, with two superstar DJs in the room right now. We got Vailville Binks, Hipsters Hate Us, and of course,
Dustin Howe, Fifth Element.
Fifth Element.
Word. Let me bust out the hip hop horn real quick.
Yeah, put it in.
Here we go. Here we go.
World star. I just love doing that. So yeah, what we heard in our last really cool set on Hipsters Hate Us was the Smashing Pumpkins with a track called Bodies that is coming from their album Melancholy and the Infinite Sadness. Actually, the original band has recently making works to get back together, so that is really interesting and awesome stuff to be happening. We also heard from my favorite band of all time, Blur, with a track called Bugman. This is the first track I've played by them that is not off their newest album, The Magic Whip, but that is going to be coming next week on the show. And we started off with one of Dustin's picks, Rancid, with a track called Sidekick.
Yes, love Rancid.
And yeah, you were telling me that the singer of this band is the brother of...
Yeah, so Tim Armstrong of Rancid and Billy Joe Armstrong of Green Day are brothers.
That
little,
is...
little known fact.
Have they done anything together?
No, that's the strange... Not that I know of. I can't say no. 100%.
Is there a sibling rivalry going on?
I like to think there is. Yeah. I think Tim could probably kick Billy Joe's ass pretty quick. He's like hardcore punk, and Billy Joe's like...
Well, I remember watching a documentary about Green Day, and it was just like he went to like back to his hometown, Billy Joe?
Yeah.
Okay, I always say it wrong. Billy Joel went back to his hometown, and he like saw like, you know, kill him like in the bathroom walls. Like, I gotta get the hell out of here.
Wow, yeah, good, yeah.
Good?
Run.
So yeah, interesting. And actually, just to go back to that previous track by Blur, which I don't know if you knew was my favorite band.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Do you know that he does Gorillaz? That is the reason I actually got into hip-hop.
No, really?
That is the reason I actually like hip-hop music, so I didn't... Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, so the lead singer of Blur is actually the lead singer of Gorillaz and has all those guest stars. So that's why, wow, like, that's what got me into the music that is your, like, passion in life.
Yeah.
It's like your fifth.
It's
your element.
Yeah.
It's in your element,
part
man.
Part of me.
Okay, but let's go to, like, let's... No words. We were talking about this. No words in here. Frigg, my favorite band. Let's get on to one of your favorites. We're hearing in our next set from Blink-182 with a track called...
San Diego.
Yes. This is coming from their newest album, California. Talk a little bit about that. And actually, you saw them live. So how was that show? That's what I wanted to ask you.
I had a chance to see them. Me and my fiance went in September down to Bangor. I actually proposed to her that day. Not at the Blink-182 concert. I would have loved it, but she would have killed me.
Aww.
Yeah. We went to Old Orchard Beach before, which is like down near New Hampshire, Maine border.
Yep.
And it was really fun. And then, yeah, other than that was just...
After that moment of proposing, was there a song at the show that like signified like, yes, this is our moment?
Kind of, yeah. One of our favorite songs by them... that strangely we relate to is I Miss You.
I knew it.
Which we kind of relate to, but in a way it's weird because we were trying to pick a song for our wedding. And,
it's not. It's kind of a weird love song.
Yeah, it's a little morbid at times. So it's like, I don't know if it really represents us, but it's a cool song and it's Blink. So
It's Halloween and Christmas all wrapped into one.
Yeah, exactly. So I got to see them at the Darling's Waterfront Pavilion in Bangor.
Nice, man.
And it was amazing. Absolutely amazing. Dream come true.
Dream come true?
Absolutely. It was like number one on bucket list.
Not the proposal?
No comment.
No comment. Well, I mean, I don't want to talk on too long because we're kind of stressed for time, but I did want to say that, which will probably make you angry, that I'm a more Angels and Airwaves fan than a Blink fan, which is very odd because I remember my buddy was like, check them out, they're awful. I'm like, yeah, they're awful, man. The Adventure sucks. And then I listen to every album. I'm like, you know, I kind of like it.
Yeah, I'm a huge fan. I have no feelings about the Tom leaving Blink.
Blink, good.
It sucks, but yeah, he's doing his own thing and he's awesome.
Searching UFOs.
Yeah.
So I had two tracks that I wanted to tell you before into our next set. I want you to pick one.
Okay.
There's one from an album that is my favorite called Love. It's a song called Letters to God Part 2, which is actually a sequel to a track from Boxcar Racer.
Is it? Okay. Yeah. As soon as I seen that title, I was like, I hope they're related. That's amazing.
So there's that, which musically has nothing in common with it. And then there's a track called Paralyzed from their newest album, The Dreamwalker, which is very electronic and heavy and rockin'. So do you want like the more original style of Angels and Airwaves with like spacey kind of like U2 sound, or do you want more of that electronic rockin' hit? That's what I want to know.
I got to hear the first one.
Letters to God Part 2?
Yeah, because I love that song by Boxcar. So.
Then we're going in to San Diego.
Right. Sometimes I wonder where our lives go and question who we used to be. Sometimes I feel like I'm the oxygen between the cigarette and gasoline. Oh,
the hook, all but one, and all the mail stacked up inside, up from the floor, a mile high, and like one would, like a child, I am asking, like I could knock on your door, will you let me in? And dear God, I found out the same things we learned when we died. I found out the truth is it's all a big lie. I find that the words are hard to describe. To tell you I'm lost here, waiting for fire. Climbing trees and paper planes, life as a kid, we're all the same. Tears of joy with sullen hearts, sticks and stones and broken arms, and like one would, like a child, I'm asking, and like I could knock on your door, would you let me in? And dear God, I found out the same things we learned when we died. I found that the truth is it's all a big lie. I find that the words are hard to describe. I tell you I'm lost here, awaiting reply. I found out what's wrong and it's not you or I, or anyone else that you chose to deny. It seems like the madness, the choice and the lie, has made it unclear if we run or we hide. Time. Don't even think that you
And you guys have got your radio dial tuned in to Local 107.3, your campus and community voice. I am joined by my guest hosts,
Dustin Howe.
Dustin Howe. Justin! Come on, give me a woo.
Woo!
Give me a world star again.
Oh, hang on. Let's get this going. World star. I've been annoying the hell out of my fiance with that app.
Oh, she's loving it.
It's funny, yeah. She doesn't
like
it.
Do you wake her up with it? Is that like your alarm?
No, I'll just say something really stupid or a really lame joke, and then I'm just like... And she's like, oh, God, shut up.
You see that video of, like, what was it? DJs that, like, communicate with each other to get stuff?
Yes,
like,
yeah.
Can you get me, like, a pop? Yes.
Yeah, yeah. Look at the NPC going, yeah.
What are we talking about? What's going on? In our last set on Hipsters Hate Us, we heard from the great Treble Charger with a track called The First Time. That is coming from their last album, Detox, and that is the other singer in the band, Bill Priddle, which actually I would say is like my first true love in music. That's what got me into music to this day, was listening to Treble Charger and probably Blink-182.
Nice.
That was my childhood.
That's great.
And then I found the Beatles and everything changed.
Yeah.
We also heard in that set from Angels and Airwaves with a track called Letters to God Part 2, which we were saying is a sequel to a track from Boxcar Racer. Please check out any of that stuff from Boxcar Racer, Angels and Airwaves, and of course the original Tom DeLonge band of all time, who was not actually on this track.
Yeah.
Blink 182 with San Diego, which is a track that you really love, and the fact that you saw them live was the greatest moment in your life, or one of the greatest?
One of the greatest.
There's many more moments to come.
Yeah, I need to correct myself earlier. My fiance is much more important than Blink 182. Blink 182 was my first love. But she has now become greater than them, I guess.
Greater than that. Yeah, what's your age again?
Yeah, yeah. Me?
Oh my god. Did that take you a second to get that, or was that you were like, no?
Yeah,
that was a terrible.
Me slipping.
That was a terrible joke, Jordan. So yeah, some great music right now. I've been having a really fun ride doing this show right now. We're now going to be going into basically the band that made alternative rock on the map. We could say REM and a couple others in the 80s, but this is the band that really broke in the floodgates. It of course is. I'm not even gonna say the name. Who is it? You picked it.
Oh geez.
They broke the floodgates, man. 1992. They're smelling. They got Teen. They got Spirit.
Ah, Nirvana, okay.
With a track that you picked called You Know You're Right. Do you know anything about this song? How it was...
I have no clue. I remember it came out in like the early 2000s.
Yeah, it was like a demo he was doing after like Harp Shaped Box, I think.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
It never got finished. So this is... I think everyone's heard it.
It turned out to actually be one of my favorite Nirvana songs. I think a lot of people will hate me for saying that.
What?
But, yeah, well, all Nirvana fans are, you know, they love the old Nirvana. So, like, that was considered new, right? So,
yeah. Nah.
Damn hipsters. They got us again.
So, here is Nirvana with You Know You're Right, and you also know you're right when you're listening to Hipsters Hate Us on Local 107.3 with, of course, Velvo Binks and Dustin Howe. Stick around for more great tunes.
Stick around.
Oops.
wants to melt. Nothing really bothers her. She just wants to love herself. I will move away from here. You won't be afraid of fear. The thought was put into this. I always know to come like this.
Face to face, don't want this in a real.
It's coming to that time on Hipsters Hate Us, Vailville Binks, and of course Dustin Howe have to get going, but we're gonna be back in an hour's time, so get some drinks, get some fun happening, get some, you know, whatever.
don't do cocaine.
No. I didn't say that, man. I went for the subtle joke, and
it
you
was
went
pretty subtle.
You
yeah.
went right for like, it wasn't really subtle, but I mean, you know, god dang it. So you've had your punk rock fill, you've had, you know, you're all amped, you know, maybe
yeah.
you want to get like a Snoop Dogg in the to the mellow out to the hip hop
yeah,
hour.
Yeah, it's time for some hip hop.
So tell them the play the beat. Play it.
Oh, hang on.
Come
hang
on, play it.
Hang on. Here we go. Oh, damn iPhones.
Woo! Oh, I love it every time. So what video game is this from? Since you don't really know the show. I always end my show with this. You know this?
That's some Donkey Kong.
That's some Donkey
okay.
Kong Country,
okay,
man.
Good.
So tell the listeners, our hipsters and non-hipsters out there, our last little track of the night.
The last tune we are going to play is Why Am I
whoa,
the
whoa,
One?
Whoa. The tracks. What did we hear?
Oh, the last songs
the last
we heard.
Songs.
Sorry about that, folks. Last two songs we heard was Something Beautiful by Cauterize and Line and Sinker by Billy Talent.
The good old stuff. Anyways, didn't
stuff.
Mean to cut you off.
That is
I didn't
right.
want to ruin your
It's your show, man.
I didn't want to ruin your fun. I didn't want to ruin your fun at all.
Oh, I get it.
Yeah, good old puns there. Not even really a pun, but
yeah.
What is our last track?
It is called Why Am I the One by Fun.
Oh, that's good. I see that.
Yeah.
But why are we the two? Why are we the fifth?
Element.
Yeah.
I got enough for my mind. Then when she pulls me by the hair, she hasn't much to hold on to. She keeping count on her hand. 1, 2, 3 days that I've been sleeping on my side. I finished kissing my dad, so now I head back up the stairs, thinking about where I've been. I mean, the sun was never like this. I wanna feel with the season. I guess it makes sense, 'cause my life's become as vapid as a night out in Los Angeles, and I just wanna stay in bed and hold you like I used to. You know that I am home. So darling, if you love me, would you let me know? Or go on, go on, go on. If you were thinking that the worst is yet to come, why am I the one always packing up my stuff? For once, for once, for once, I get the feeling that I'm right where I belong. Why am I the one always packing up my stuff? She got enough on her mind that she feel no sorrow. I let my plate fill the air, so now she's rolling down the window. Never been one to hold on, but I need a last breath, so I ask if she remembers when she used to come and visit me. We were fools to think that nothing could go wrong. When they find me out, make no mistake about it, I'll move back down to this western town. When they find me out, make no mistake about it, I'll move back down.
Go on, go on, go on. If you were thinking this
western town,
why am I?
I get up.